The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender that specializes in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on the show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our actual live mortgage rates for some different programs. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be hard money loan, something that we're familiar with here at The Mortgage Calculator because we work with so many investors. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us into a deep dive into hard money loans here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and let's see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right. Switch my screen and we will check it out. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This will show us the general rates and the APR for today, March 29th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. All of our standard programs here have new rates for today. So we will compare a basic scenario across the loan programs. If you'd like a full breakdown of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, a full loan estimate, please get with one of our team members. We have over 300 loan officers to help you out. For the demo, as we do every day, we'll set up a $400,000 loan amount for our scenario. We'll set an 80% loan to value, a 20% down payment. And computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll go into expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options using alternative income. We also offer VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets in active service, and USDA is only for eligible properties that are in a rural area. We did a show on that this week, so please check that out if you're interested. We'll start today, though, with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade, and for all the demos here, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760. And an estimated debt-to-income ratio of 40. So let's check out the basic rates this morning. And a little bit changed, not much though. 6.375 rate, 2.3 discount points, puts the final APR at 6.659 for the top program here. So good option for our borrowers that qualify conventional. But if there's any reasons where our borrowers do not qualify for a standard conventional here, typically, the next option we want to compare is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same example. And this time, we'll just change to FHA, which does allow more leniency on credit issues, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio. But everything else will stay identical here, so we can compare apples to apples here. And best option for FHA today, 5.5% rate, count points and costs. Put the final APR here at 6.441. So as usual, just a touch cheaper than conventional here for our FHA options. So for both, definitely don't overlook FHA. And our customers that need to use FHA for that leniency, this APR does include the upfront and year that is required and is therefore a great option as it is comparable and even in this case, cheaper than conventional in some cases. So great option for our borrowers that need it. Now, if for any reason our borrowers do not qualify for FHA or conventional, that's where we love to specialize. Many other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer. That's where we love to preserve 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also QM. So we'll keep everything the same, but now when we select non-QM, we have a new option pop up where we can change the income type. So full doc is what we use for FHA. That's 2 years of tax returns, what most people are used to. So if our customer doesn't qualify with those tax returns, we would need to use an alternative here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. These investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those here in a minute. Personal bank statement at 12 months is the one we'll use here for the demo, as we do every day. We also have RSU, stated income, BOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options here. But the most popular is our 12-month bank statement. and that's for our source. Many times it's our self-employed borrowers, when they submit 2 years of tax returns, may have some write-offs and may need just a little bit more help with the income, or just may not qualify at all. Either way, we can get them qualified using just their last 12 bank statements here, no tax returns. And we will calculate a new debt 40% in our example here using just their cash in the bank. So most of our borrowers that are self-employed qualify for much more income this way. So let's check the options. Best option at the top, 7% rate, 2.175 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.385. So good option here for our customers that would not qualify otherwise. Now can get a great bank statement option for just about a half a point more there in cost. So a great option for our borrowers that need that little bit of extra help, and it's very comparable to conventional. And if we scroll down here, there are hundreds of variations. Some of these at a little bit higher rates may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues that would cause us to not qualify, and some may allow different ways to calculate the income and such. So tons of different options. Please get with our team to find the best one. And now we'll switch gears a little bit and do some live pricing for investment property demos. We'll select occupancy to investment here. And we'll set up the same loan amount, $400,000, same LTV, 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll look at the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. Compare that to our expanded guideline. Not for the government programs like FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. So we'll start today with conforming conventional. Everything's going to stay the same as all our demos. Occupancy here to investment. Let's see if the portfolio program's still on top. Yeah, and it is still just by a hair. Here is our option that is not a true Fannie or Freddie GSE option. It is a portfolio wire, the loan level price adjustments. So this always comes out a little bit different. This is coming out at 6.875 for 3.375 discount points. Finally, we are 7.27. And the first conventional that is a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, that's what these stand for here, program either or, is coming in at 6.875, same rate, but a little bit higher cost, 3.5 discount points, and the final APR of 7.29. And that is because this program does require those loan level price adjustments, the GSEs there. So we should see this take over the portfolio option, but all we've seen here is they're getting really close the last couple weeks here. Definitely recommend our customers check out the portfolio option, but also our non-QM options. So any of our investors out there, this final our non-QM investment properties, definitely one of our favorites here and going to be our topic for today. So first off, we must select our income type. Most popular income type for an investment property under non-QM is going to be the DSCR option. That's because of more employment or documentation from our borrower on that. We simply use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents on the appraisal can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow, that's a ratio of 1 or higher. We have options for ratios under 1, but for the demo, we always put 1.5 so we can see all the programs here. And finally, prepayment penalty must be selected for these non-QM investment properties. So 3 years is what we'll always use for the demo. We can select no prepay. That will cost more and limit the loan programs that show up. There are also some programs that allow 5 years that will limit what shows up, but does save our borrower some money. But 3 years is the most common. That's what we always use here for the demo. So let's check the DSCR options this morning. Still smoking options here. 6.875 rate, 3.025 discount points and cost, but the final APR at 7.346 here. So just a touch above conventional. I'd still say 100% of investors would use a DSCR, even when DSCR is about a point higher than conventional. Typically, most investors will use a chin. You can do 1, 2, 5, 10 lime, and tons of flexibility here as we scroll down. Some of these options may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, different ways to calculate the income, different property types. We have all kinds of episodes on the flexibility within DSCR, hundreds of variations here. So please get with our team to find the best ones. And now let's segue into our topic for today, which is where we can't do DSCR loans, right? So DSCR loans, our favorite product for our investors out there. But occasionally there's a property that you cannot do a preferred vehicle. This would typically be for a property that is distressed in some way, where you need hard money, asset-based lending. No DSCR, right? We're talking just, is the property worth X? If so, we'll give you Y, right? So hard money, basically little to no risk as far as underwriting, right, Jose? But we're basically using the asset, the property asset, right? The non-QM loans, right, where we're taking retirements and using them as income. This is hard money purely based on, is this property worth X? If so, we will give you Y, right? And short term, all kinds of different caveats with that. So Jose, hopefully I set it up in general, but if you could please define it a little, pick out some examples.
All right. Now, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. The hard money loans, definitely a lot of different terminology thrown around as to what actually is hard money, also referred to as private investor loans. Hard money can range anywhere from your actual private investor, an individual that has access to funds that is lending it out, to institutional type loans that have very reduced guidelines, bridge loans, but are also referred to as hard money. But in the examples I'm covering here, I'm going to cover examples that are more the traditional hard money. When somebody looks for hard money, they look for no credit score required to begin with. That's a really important one. And no income verification nor job verification of any type. Pure asset base, meet the LTV guidelines. That's it. That's all you need to do. So, I'm covering some pretty good examples here at the highest LTV that I could find possible. So let me go ahead and share my options with you today. All right. So our first option here is for a hard money purchase, 70% max LTV. Now, a variety of loans can go into this hard money purchase, right? A lot of times our investors will use this to buy a property that they're going to fix and then flip, or fix and then hold and refinance out of the hard money loan into some type of an end loan, right? Their final loan. Usually that loan is going to be a DSCR loan that doesn't require any personal income or job verification of that borrower. So these hard money loans can be used for that, purchasing properties that have condition-related issues mainly, or purchasing a property by a borrower where they need to close quick and they don't really have income verification either. And also, this hard money loan option can be used in a state like California. It is possible to do an owner-occupied stated income hard money type loan. So that's tends to be a California-only type product. But you could reach out to us and we could see if there's any exceptions that could be made for any other states. But definitely pretty cool hard money loan that can be actually originated on a primary residence or second home. So in this case here, at our 70% maximum LTV, we're looking at 11.75 as the rate. And we're looking at a total cost, right? Total cost for this loan of 3.5 points. Now, note that the hard money loan is a bridge loan. It is going to be an interest-only loan as well. Never any principal payments that are included in these loans, interest-only loans. So 11.75% for our hard money purchase at a 70%. The term on this can be anywhere from 12 to 24 months. So our hard money cash out refinance, basically same loan, but in this case, instead of using it for the purchase. You're using it for a cash out refi. Same LTV, same term, same rate, same cost. So you're looking at 11.75% at a cost of 3.5 points, and that is the total cost on this loan. So now here's another interesting one, our hard money second mortgage. Again, all the same type, you know, bridge loan, but in this case now they're in second position. Maximum CLTV is still 70%, 70, but due to the slightly higher risk, because now they are in second position instead of first position, rate is a little bit higher, 12.875%, still an interest-only rate. And the cost is 4 points, and that's total cost, including any lender fees, 4 points for our hard money second mortgage cash out refi up to a 70% CLTV. Now, our last example here, save the best for last. This is a super interesting program. This is a hard money program that is for a listed property, right? So this is a cash out refi up to 80% LTV on a property that is currently listed. This is a bridge loan. This loan has no income requirement, and this loan also has no FICO requirement. All the options that I gave today are no credit score nor income verification options, hard money, bridge loan. In this case, this is only a 6-month term. So usually you're going to find the shorter the term with these bridge loans, the more relaxed the guidelines. Hence, this one is up to 80% LTV, no income, hard money, right? So, and this is the one then that doesn't have to be a investment property. They could actually be buying a primary. This is, again, this is a short-term 6-month bridge loan to facilitate their getting funds for the purchase while their current exiting property is for sale. And then the idea is they're going to sell that property and then use the funds, the proceeds from that sale, to pay off the bridge loan that they got to purchase the property. So in this case, due to the short term on the loan, it is a very good rate. As you can see, 9.95 is a very amazing rate for this option, and 4 points is the total cost for this loan product. So for those scenarios out there where you got a seller, has their property listed, they found the one they like. You know how hard it is in this market with tight inventory. When you find a property, you got to make a move on it right away. That property could be here today, gone tomorrow. So this is the perfect solution with only 20% down to get a 6-month term loan to be able to buy that property, as long, obviously, as you have the 20% down payment.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so a question, I think you may kind of already answered it really, but the question from Richard here is, what FICO is this based on?
Yeah, there's, I did see a go up. That's why I specifically touched on it there, when that these are no FICO, no credit score based programs. True hard money. Because we have options out there that say they're hard money because they don't have any income requirements and they're asset-based lending, but then may have some FICO score requirements, as tends to be the case with the institutional hard money, so to speak.
All right.
But, right, Jose? So remember, if you can be a little more flexible with a good credit score borrower, use it to your, if the FICO is strong, maybe find an optional option that offered a little better terms for in exchange for that higher FICO. But Jose's focus today was.
Yeah, I wanted to go straight to the core of hard money, right? The true hard money, which is no credit score, no income-based, pure asset-based lending in its most raw form.
So there's really no application, Jose? They just write down an address on a piece of paper?
Basically, you know, put a mirror up to your face, breathe. If you got a breath there, you qualify. Yes.
All right. Okay. I don't see any more questions. I think we can go ahead and wrap it up then. Great topic. Again, definitely something that's very interesting for all of you out there. Keep it in your tool belt there for when you need it. Michael says napkin loan. Yeah.
Especially for California, you know, California, nice juicy loan sizes there. And California must have something in their state laws that allow this type of primary occupancy hard money loan, which is very interesting.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up here. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. Great topic here for today, but we will be back next week with some new topics. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you on Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks, have a great day. Have a good Friday, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.